is a commercial-free, streaming on demand presentation from 92.9 WBPN.
Eric Clapton.
Your first thought when you hear his name is probably guitar great, followed by the blues, then Yardbirds. You keep the ring in my nose.
The Yardbirds weekly gig was at a place called the Crawdaddy Club in Richmond, and it was every Sunday, and people would just go crazy for the night, and we were the people that made the music for it. It was like a house party.
Then Cream. The sunshine on your
Cream was a deep emotional experience with people that were giants and very, very complex, you know. Those two other guys in the band with me were pretty frightening and very powerful, very intense.
Then Blind Faith. Oh, and I'm wasted and I can't find my
way home. A lot of regret about that. Tremendous potential that never got fulfilled. We'd scratched the surface, that's all.
Then Derek and the Dominoes.
Derek and the Dominoes was my attempt to really go back to being a club musician, to deny all of that stuff with Blindfaith, like the supergroup, to break that down and go back to just being a club band.
And finally, solo artist. She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie.
Okay. Was an acknowledgement of reality, really, that there was no way to hide any longer. I was just going to have to be me.
For over 50 years, Eric has followed his musical inspirations wherever it has taken him, and we happily followed along with him. In 1991 and 1992, he brought together three different types of bands and treated sold-out audiences at the Royal Albert Hall, showing off his mastery. Here's Eric in 1991 during the planning stages.
Well, it's the start of a whole tour that will take me around the world, and it will start with the Albert Hall with 18 shows, which is a precedent. You know, we had 12 shows this last year, and I wanted to go one better, you know, Delusions of Grandeur. And I realized when if I had 18 shows, I'd have to divide them up, so I made six into a quartet, six with a big band with horns and the girls and, you know, two keyboards and two guitar players, a nice big band, and then three with a blues band, which would be myself, Robert Cray, Buddy Guy, Richard Cousins, Johnny Johnson on keyboards, and Jamie Oldacre on drums. Then there will be three with a symphony orchestra, which will be doing half of the show with doing songs of mine, like Layla, Wonderful Tonight, with the orchestra, and then there'll be an intermission. Then there'll be a guitar concerto, which has been commissioned for this particular occasion.
And that's with Michael Kamen?
That's Michael Kamen writing that, and I've got to learn it by ear because I can't read. And we did something a few days ago where I played live with an orchestra, and it was the theme from Edge of Darkness, which is a BBC theme that we did the music for. And it was great, actually. And it broke the ice, and it took away a lot of the fear and apprehension I had about working with the orchestra, because I've always been worried that maybe the time would be all over the place and wander.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was very good.
So when you play with an orchestra, will there be like a conductor?
Well, Michael Kamen will conduct. And it's his work, so who better to do it?
Bassist Nathan East.
It started, I guess, back in 86 or 87. And it was just one of those things where I think the first time we did it was Phil Collins on drums in the band. It was a quartet. And we did six nights. All of a sudden, Roger said, nine nights next year. Then it went to 12, and then 18, and then the 24 nights. And it started to turn into almost a joke because they said, okay, we're going to do 48 nights next year. And it's just turned into a tradition now. Eric was given the key to a box. Actually, they've been calling it the Royal Eric Hall.
Hi, I'm Dan Neer. On June 23rd, Eric Clapton and Warner Records release a limited edition boxed set expanding the 1991 live collection with hours of unreleased performances from Clapton's record-setting residency.
The Motherlode is a limited edition 6-CD, 3-Blu-ray, or an 8-LP, 3-Blu-ray box set with a hardbound book and an individually numbered lithograph featuring a photograph of Clapton by Carl Studna. In addition, 23 rock, blues, and orchestral concerts from the box sets will be released individually as 2-CD/DVD and vinyl sets. Over the next hour, join Eric, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Nathan East as we cram in as much of this magnificent, sprawling release as we can. Welcome to Eric Clapton, the definitive 24 nights, all access.
Pretending.
from the Rock Band discs of the newly released definitive 24 Nights, Pretending. The studio version was originally on Eric's Journeyman album.
Thanks very much. And good evening. Welcome to the Albert Hall, the annual dust-up of the Albert Hall. As you will notice, there's cameras down here, but I hope that won't stop you from enjoying yourselves, because we're playing for you, you know that.
When Eric Clapton played the Royal Albert Hall, royalty would show up. Back then, the late Princess Diana lent her aura to the proceedings.
I tell you, I was sitting where I could watch Lady Diana, and she really loves Behind the Mask.
She does, huh?
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. She got up and started shaking the shoulders.
We all worry about what those people like, you know, because, I mean, everyone, at the beginning of the show, at the end of the show, what are they going to like? And at the end of the show, oh, did you see when that's the one they like? And, yeah. You know, yeah, we have to be careful.
I was
about
watching
that
for you.
I understood she sat down when we started playing cocaine.
Yes, she did. I guess you know the
energy. I always have to make a point of saying, over the air, in fact, right now I can say, oh, that isn't promoting cocaine. That song is actually anti-cocaine. I mean, that's... If any time anyone hears that, they've got to listen to the words carefully and they'll see that it's an anti-drug song.
Yeah. I think that's what JJ intended, I think.
I think that's exactly what he intended. I mean, when you hear his other songs about, I think it was LA Blues or something, a song about LA, he mentions drugs in that too, and you can tell by his stance that he is an anti-drug man all the way down the line, and me too.
Okay.
Cocaine, recorded live at the Royal Albert Hall and now found on the excellent new Eric Clapton, the definitive 24 Nights release rock discs. That rock band tore through a scorching version of the Cream chestnut, White Room. Bassist Nathan East.
Sunshine of Your Love was one of the first bass lines that I learned, and I remember, oh, this feels good to play, you know. And I thought, you know, wow, here I am 20 years later playing it with the man, you know. And it's exciting. Played those tunes hundreds of times, and for some reason, just the simplicity and the nature of these songs, they seem to just live forever. And there are not a lot of songs like that, but, you know, songs like White Room, Sunshine of Your Love, it's like an antique or a classic car, you know. There's something magical about it that I can't define, but you never get tired of playing those things. I think the listener has the same thing, you know, just it's like putting on an old record or something classic where you can just forget about it, you know, because today when you go to a concert, you're going to hear a lot of, some artists aren't even really singing up there, and they got samples going on. And so I think for the audience to come hear classic songs like this, it's the ultimate classic rock.
In a white room with black curtains by the station. Back room country, no gold pavements, tired, starving. Dawnlight smile on you leaving my contentment.
I wait in this place where the sun never shines. Wait in this place where the shadows.
Goodbye window. And I'll walk into such a sad time at the station. Then I walked out of my own feet, just beginning.
Where the sun never shines.
Eric Clapton recorded live at the Royal Albert Hall, White Room.
Hi, everybody. This is Stevie Ray Vaughan, and we'll be right back with more Eric Clapton.
We'll get into the blues discs when Eric Clapton, the definitive 24 Nights All Access, returns in just a bit.
And 96.5 WBPM, always playing the biggest hits of all time. Great old songs that are still in working order. Although, if I'm honest, they'll need a little oil from time to time.
Welcome back to Eric Clapton, the definitive 24 Nights All Access, where we now sample the awesome blues discs, along with a guy who was a huge fan of Eric's, the late Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Eric Clapton was a real big influence on many people, including the people that he learned from. And he's certainly been a big influence on me and probably every other guitar player in my generation and later. Yeah, I was listening to him with the Yardbirds, and after that with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, and on to Cream and Derek and the Dominoes and his own records. I've been listening to him all my life. There was a period of time when it seemed to slip through. There was a period of time when I was more into blues masters and tended to forget about some of the influences that I'd had along the way. However, these days I'm a little more clear-headed. I like how he plays, let's put it that way. It's just that mainly it's great just to be able to, besides to know someone like him, also to play with them or just listen to him, because the guy definitely is a genius. He's definitely got what it takes in my book.
Here's Eric on his love affair with the blues.
I still feel that way. The transition took place a long time ago when all of this stuff became available, but when it was a real rarity, when any kind of soul music was rare, the merest glimpse of a Bo Diddley or a Chuck Berry would send me into frenzies of delight. So when I heard what was behind that, I mean, that was like the front scenery of what I was to later discover. And when I found the stuff that was behind it that made that come into being, you know, the Muddy Waters, and beyond that, the Robert Johnson, and beyond that, the Work Song, it did something to me emotionally, for sure, but there was something much deeper going on, which I cannot define at all, and probably never will be able to. And even slightly below the surface, it moves me to the core. And I'll get that, even listening in my car or wherever, today, exactly the same as I did when I was a small boy. I don't know what it is. I don't want to be too glib in summing that up, because there are ways to sort of to identify it on a very surface level, to say that it's, you know, the sound of suffering, or the sound, you know, that I could identify with because of a strange upbringing. You know, all of that stuff can apply, but I don't know if I really care to make that the end explanation anymore. Of course, as a young man, I was very excited by risk and drama. And so, even though I found that stuff out later, it amplified, as you said, it amplified and it heightened the experience of listening to him and the identification that I got out of it, because at the age of 18, I didn't expect to live beyond 25, you know. And when I did, I was very surprised. And we're now, you know, I mean, it's amazing that I'm still feeling the same way.
Have you ever loved a woman? So much you tremble in pain. Have you ever loved a woman? So much you tremble in pain. All the time you know, yeah, she bears another man's name. Have you ever loved a woman so much it's a shame and a sin? Have you ever loved a woman so much it it's a shame and a sin. And all the time you know, yeah, she belongs to your very best friend.
Discs of the definitive 24 Nights, Eric Clapton with Buddy Guy, Albert Collins, and Robert Cray in the band with Have You Ever Loved a Woman? The orchestra is warming up to deliver a stellar performance of one of Eric's most popular songs ever. When Eric Clapton, the definitive 24 Nights All Access comes back, after these brief messages.
It has the power to make us smile and the power to bring us to tears. It can carry us back in time and to inspire us to celebrate the big moments. For all the best and worst days, we have music. And all the music you love is right here. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
So glad you could stay with us for the final segment of Eric Clapton, the definitive 24 nights all access. I'm Dan Neer. It's a popular trend these days to have a rock band play with a full orchestra. Back in 1991, it was almost unheard of. The idea of unexplored territories didn't stop Eric Clapton at the Royal Albert Hall. At the beginning of our show, Eric mentioned a guitar concerto that is part of the performances included on these new orchestral discs.
That's Michael Kamen writing that, and I've got to learn it by ear because I can't read. And we did something a few days ago where I played live with an orchestra, and it was the theme from Edge of Darkness, which is a BBC thing that we did the music for. And it was great. It broke the ice, and it took away a lot of the fear and apprehension I had about working with an orchestra, because I've always been worried that maybe the time will be all over the place and it would wander. But it was good. It was very good.
So when you play with an orchestra, will there be like a conductor?
Well, Michael Kamen will conduct, and it's his work, so who better to do it? You
know? One of the most beautiful songs Eric played with the orchestra is Holy Mother, a song he dedicated to the late Richard Manuel of the band.
Holy Mother. You dedicated it to Richard Manuel.
Yes.
Was this song just totally inspired by that, or was it already done?
It was already halfway written. When I arrived in LA to do the sessions for the album, the first thing I heard, the first person I saw was Rob Fabone. And the first thing he said to me was, Richard Manuel's dead. And it was like, God, what have I walked into here? This is incredible. I mean, to get off the plane and the first thing you hear is that. And I just thought back to all the times where I'd seen Richard in hotel rooms and just outside of any kind of home life, you know, just stranded, walking the tightrope. I'd been in that position so many times, and I'd written that song in that condition, alone in a hotel room late at night, completely lost. And I thought, this is for him, you know, because I know what it feels like. But thank God, you know, I never went that far, or was something actually always kept me back, you know.
It's a very spiritual song. Do you feel spiritual at times?
Yes, very much so. I mean, it's a very confused spiritual song. I mean, Holy Mother, but it's not, you know, it's not Catholic, it's just Mother and God, I guess. I don't know, I can't analyze it. I don't really have the power to analyze
it. And also, the co-writer is credited as Bishop. Is that Stephen? Or?
Steve Bishop, yeah. I'd got so far with it. He came to stay at my house in England for a weekend, and I'd got so far. And then I just was writing bland lyrics. And I thought, well, it needs something a little better. So the lines like, I've seen the stars fall from the sky, a pure Stephen, you know, he just has a better visual sense than I do. So he was putting in lines here and there that just made it more dramatic, you know.
The line I love is, I feel the anger running through my soul. I mean, you can just hear it.
Yeah, that's him too.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Holy Mother, where are you? Tonight I feel broken in two. I've seen the stars fall from the sky. Holy Mother, can't keep from crying. Lord, I need your help this time. Get me through this lonely night. Show me, please, which way to turn to find myself again. Holy Mother, hear my prayer. Somehow I know you're still there. Send me, please, some peace of mind. Take away this pain. I can't wait.
still I fade away. Holy Mother, then I'll be lying in, safe within your arms.
Gorgeous version of Holy Mother, taken from the orchestral discs of Eric Clapton's brand new collection, The Definitive 24 Nights. One of Eric's most loved songs is Layla. It's available on both the rock and orchestra discs of The Definitive 24 Nights. It's ironic that the song wasn't a hit when it was originally released, with Dwayne Allman joining Eric on guitar on the Layla and Other Love Songs double album.
It was originally a single album, the Layla album, and we just couldn't stop. And especially after we met Dwayne, we could have gone on. We could have made another couple of double albums, really. We should have done. I think there was a core of the album which we intended to make, which was just going to be the songs that we'd written. And then we got to a stage where we were enjoying ourselves and Dwayne was there and we were overdubbing guitar, and then we'd stop doing that and we'd write a little bit. Or we'd, let's do Key to the Highway, let's see what that sounds like. Or let's do Nobody Knows When You're Down and Out. And it was all so good, we couldn't keep it off the record. It actually took off about a year later in England, a year after it was out. But it was funny because we were touring at the time around England and Europe as Derek and the Dominoes. And I quite enjoyed the experience of going to a town, setting up in a club and just starting to play, and with people wandering in who had no idea who you were. And you're probably aware of the fact that I've been fighting personality success for quite a while. And this was the perfect answer, was to be totally anonymous in a great band and to see whether people liked it for what it was itself. And the record was just an extension of that. So logically, if you look at it, there's no way that it would take off instantly without any hype. And there was nothing you could hype about it. So it had to work on its musical prowess just on that alone. So if it did sell, all well and good. If it didn't, then actually that meant we were no good. And we were very confident that we were good. So we knew that it would sell at some point, and we were quite happy to watch it build on its own merit.
What do you do? Yeah.
Previously unreleased orchestral version of Layla, taken from the brand new The Definitive 24 Nights Eric Clapton album. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have left in our show, but before we go, here's Eric with an overview of his amazing career.
I suppose what I feel has happened is that I've become what we used to call in England, dreaded phrase, an all-round entertainer, which was what everybody always wanted to be when they grew up. You know, you could start out being a tap dancer, but in the end, they, you know, what they'd say, what's your ambition? Well, I want to be an all-round entertainer. And actually, seriously speaking, it's kind of like that, because now I feel like I'm almost fully qualified writer. I play and I sing almost to an equal level. I feel I can carry my weight just about on any level, and that really makes me feel quite whole, you know. And it's taken Unplugged, Journeyman, and From the Cradle to really be able to stand like that. I don't really count very much before that, to be honest with you. Everything else seemed to be just like crashing around in the dark, although I enjoyed every phase.
Eric plans on touring Europe and the United States this year, as well as hosting another epic Crossroads Guitar Festival in Los Angeles on September 23rd and 24th to benefit his Crossroads Rehab Center in Antigua. You can pick up any of the different versions of Eric Clapton's The Definitive 24 Nights wherever you buy music. Eric Clapton, The Definitive 24 Nights All Access, was produced in New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Warner Music, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Rich Mahan of Rich Mahan Promotions and the team at Warner Music Group. I'm Dan Near. Thanks for listening.